Good morning, everyone. If you could please turn in your Bibles to Psalm 95. That's our Psalm of the month. We'll be looking at Psalm 95 this morning. Okay, please give your attention to God's Word as we read it. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to Him with psalms. For the Lord is the great God, and the King above all gods. In His hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are His also. The sea is His, for He made it. And His hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand. Today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, as in the day of trial in the wilderness, when your fathers tested me. They tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was grieved with that generation and said, it is a people who go astray in their hearts, and they do not know my ways. I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Well, the psalm meditation this morning does come from Psalm 95, our new psalm of the month. It is both a call to worship the Lord and a sober reminder of God's judgment for those who do not heed His call and who spurn Him. And as a matter of fact, the psalm may be divided as such. The first part of the psalm is a call to worship the Lord. The first part is comprised of verses 1 through 7a. And the second part of the psalm is a warning to heed this call to worship Him. And the second part is comprised of verses 7b through the end, verse 11. Let's first consider the first portion, the call to worship. The psalmist says, O come, let us sing to the Lord. And in verse 6 he says, O come, let us worship and bow down. He says, O come, because He is calling us to come out of the world and to come into the presence of God. He wants us to leave the world and all of its concerns, as well as all of its desires behind, and to come and worship the Lord. It's not just the psalmist, but it's God who speaks in His Word, who beckons you to come to Him. God is calling you. He's saying, draw near to Me. He's saying, come. And we have a promise elsewhere in Scripture that says if we draw near to God, He will draw near to us. And notice also the psalmist says, let us. He said, let us sing. Let us come. He includes Himself and the ones who are coming and worshiping the Lord. He is showing us that it's good for you and me to call upon one another to come and worship in the presence of God. We should motivate one another to this task. We should encourage one another to come before the Lord. Because too often we become discouraged or faint in our desires to worship and praise God. We need to stir one another up for this most glorious privilege. Now this call to worship part in the psalm may also be divided into two sections. We have observed that there are two calls within this section to worship the Lord. Verse 1 and in verse 6. And each one of these calls has a reason attached to it to explain why it is that we should come and worship. And those are seen in verses 3 through 5 and in verse 7. The two calls to worship focus on the two great truths: God as Redeemer and God as Creator. And the reasons given to worship God appended to those calls focus on the same truths, but only in reversed order. I find that very interesting. The first call to worship is a call to worship our God as Redeemer. And then the reason given is because He is God, our Creator. And then the second call to worship is the call to worship our God, our Maker, our Creator. And the second reason given is because He is our Redeemer and has redeemed us. Verse 1 says, O come, let us worship the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. The Lord is our Savior, and He is our rock. He is a sturdy foundation that cannot be moved. Our salvation cannot be washed away like sand, but remains firm and constant. And because this is the case, we can sing joyfully, knowing that there is nothing that can shatter the foundation of your salvation, which is the finished work of Jesus Christ. Verse 2 says, "Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to Him with psalms." And because our salvation cannot be moved or taken away, we can always enter God's presence with thanksgiving and without fear that our standing before Him might be lost. We can sing in His presence with joy. So let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. And this first call to worship is followed by the reason we are to worship in verses 3 through 5, which says, "For the Lord is the great God, and the great King above all gods. In His hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are His also. The sea is His, for He made it, and His hands formed the dry land." The reason given as to why we should respond to the call to worship God is that He is the Creator God. He is the great God. He is not simply one of the gods among many. He is not simply one of the gods of the peoples. But He is the very Creator and Founder of heaven and earth. The God who has the power to create all things certainly has the power to save you to the uttermost. Certainly has the power to bring your salvation to pass. And it's this aspect that the psalmist focuses on in the second call to worship. When we are called to praise this great Creator God in verse 6, he says, "Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker." This Creator God, our Maker, is the one who entered into a covenant of grace to save His people for Himself. And we praise Him because, as verse 7 says, He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand. This is covenantal language. It echoes the promise of God, which is, "I will be your God, and you shall be my people." And we'll be looking at this covenantal language later in the sermon. But just know that the Creator of heaven and earth is also your Redeemer. He has made you the sheep of His hand. And Jesus is your Good Shepherd, who laid down His life for you. Therefore, worship Him and bow down before Him. Well, the second part of our psalm is a sobering one. It's a warning that goes out to all who will not honor God as Creator or value Him as Redeemer. In the first part of the psalm, we are called to worship God. And in the second part, we are warned, "Today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts." And brothers and sisters, if you are here today and your heart is cold toward God, if you are coming simply because someone else expects you to, because your parents want you to be here, or because you think it's a nice thing to do on Sundays, and not because you truly want to worship God, then I do plead with you. And the Scriptures plead with you, and God pleads with you. Do not harden your heart, but instead embrace the Lord Jesus Christ as both your Creator and Redeemer. The Apostle Paul tells us that the things in the Old Testament are given for our instruction. And the psalmist likewise takes advantage of the events of old. He reminds us of those who continually turned their hearts cold towards God while they were wandering in the wilderness on their way from Egypt to the Promised Land. Look at verses 8 and 9. He says, "Do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, as in the day of trial in the wilderness, when your fathers tested me. They tried me, though they saw my work." And the psalmist reminds us that there is only wrath and condemnation for those who persist in rebellion against God. Look at verses 10 and 11. "For 40 years I was grieved with that generation. And I said, it is a people who go astray in their hearts, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest." There is no rest for those who continually reject the Lord, who continually reject His goodness and grace and walk in their own ways. But the Scripture says, "Today, if you hear my voice, do not harden your hearts." for today is the day of salvation. If your heart is cold toward God this day, if you do not know Christ as your Redeemer, or if you do know Him but the deceitfulness of sin has made your heart cold, do not harden your heart. Hear the voice of the One who says, "Look to Me and be saved, for I am God and there is no other." Hear the voice of the One who says, "Come to Me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Do not harden your hearts, but know that if you confess your sins, Jesus Christ is faithful to forgive you your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. So embrace Jesus Christ by faith, and then come. Let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us worship and bow down, and let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. So in light of this, let's stand and sing Psalm 95, Selection A.